friend is usually a special schus for Rav Daniel Yaakov ben Sarah Liba, bracha atzlacha for him and his entire family. We're continuing our study of the Sefer HaKadosh Kuros Hashem, Perek Yit Zayin. The pasuk says, Shemos Beis Hey, Vateret Bas Parah Lirchot Alayor, the daughter of Parah went to wash herself on the river. On Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Melamet Yarda Lirchot Migilulei Beis Aviyah, it teaches us that she went down to wash herself from the idols of her father's house. Perish explains the Maral. Double the mechta of Telech Lirchot Bayor should have said she went to wash herself in the river. Mahu al Hayor does mean on the river. Ela Perish Telech Lirchot Migilulei Beis Aviyah. It means that she went to wash. What did she wash? She washing herself from her father's idols. Al Hayor Kemashmo. Al Hayor is like the Pashut meaning. Kemo Hineni Omed Al Hayor. Al Hayor just is a landmark. It's just telling us what place she was at. Vukamo Eitzel Hayor. It's like being she was next to the river. It's not that she was washing herself in the river. Vateled, Vatelech, Telech Lirchotz. In other words, she was washing herself, she was removing herself from her father's idols. Where was she doing that? Where was she mitnatek? Where was she distancing herself from her father's Avodah Zarah? What was the location? What was the place? The answer is Liat Hayor. That's where she distanced herself from her father's idols. According to Rashi in the Gemara, Lirchot means Litbol Sham L'Shem Geris. Rashi says that she was Mamish Tovel in the Yor. So he's not learning, the Maral's not learning like Rashi. It's interesting, Rashi in Chumash, because of this Kasha on the Pasuk, learns that Sareis Hamikah V'Uparsheu, you have to switch around the Pasuk and read like this, V'Telech B'Terod Bas Paro Alay Or, Lirchotzbo, she went on the river to be tovel, to be rochetz in the river, because Rashi was bothered. Well, how can you be vatelech alay or vateret bas paru lirchotz al hayor? What's pshat? She was rochetz on the river. So pshat is that no, she went to the river to be rochetz in the river. Seder, but the way Chazal darshin it in the Gemara in Sotah Yud Beis Amud Beis is she went to be rochetz migula beis avia. Lefi Rashi, the pshat is that she went to be tovel l'shem geirus in the water. Lefi the Maral, the pshat is that she just went to distance herself to rochetz, to wash herself off from the filth of her father's avodah zarah. Where did she do that? Alayor, next to the river. But it wasn't that she was tovel l'shem geirus. Interesting. The Od, and furthermore, another reason what compelled Chazal, not only is the funny lashon of al hayor that it should have said bayor, another reason why Chazal were compelled to darshan that the tailed lircho vaterid bas paro lirchot migilule beisafia mepneisha magalgalin schut al yedei zakai, like the Maran Shabbos is daf lamed beis, your magalgal schus merit al yedei gad zakai, through somebody who's meritorious. Vim lois zakois, if she wasn't a meritorious woman, lo bas chus kazeh, she wouldn't have had this chus of saving Moshe al yada through her. V'yev shol Moshe's bas parah tells Moshe Moshe misnaged this al Moshe ve'lamo, and it would be impossible for bas parah to save Moshe if she was opposed to him and his nation. Ki advar misnagdim him polim advar misnagdim, because if you're in the opposition, if you're in the opposing party, so then you're going to oppose. So you can't be on our side if you're the opposition. Skipped a few words. Ve'echayse siba shetehe bas paro matzelas mishu hefechla. How can it be that bas paro would save somebody that's her opposite? So it must be, and the Maral brings in the footnote, department brings in footnote number 86, brings a number of sources for this notion that you can't save what's the opposite of you. So the only way to do it is that she has to be on our side. And Mimela, she went to wash herself from her father's Vodazara. God can save Moshe in many ways. So therefore the Pasuk says that she went to wash herself from the idols of her father's house. So in other words, the only way she could be on our side was if she's against Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah is the opposite of Am Yisrael. Avodah Zarah is the opposite of the Jewish people. So Mimela, if you want to be on the side of Am Yisrael, you got to be kofer of Avodah Zarah. v'hukshelem od. And now the Gemara says Viter v'narasel holchos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan licha lashon misa, that her lattices, the girls were walking, and this halichas misa v'chein omer hein enochi olech lamus kev nechazu the kaboy latzule Moshe amar la gevir tenem and hagush al olam melech baser v'dam gozer gzeira im kol olam kula in makayim enosa banu v'nei besu makayim enosa v'at averas gzeira savicha b'agavriel v'chaptam b'karka. So they started giving her the business. They said men hagush al olam, that when a melech baser v'dam is gozer gzeira, if the whole world is not makayim it, at least banu v'nei besu are makayim, the people of the home. And you're being over on Gzeira Savicha, what are you doing? So then Gavriel came and he knocked him out. So continues the Maharal, the Lama Hutzrich Lemichta V'Nara Seh Holchos El Yada Yor, the Mai Nafka Mine B'Zeh. Why does the Pasuk have to tell us, like, what do we care? I mean, what are we talking about the girls for? You know, it tells us that the girls were walking by the river. Is that supposed to interest me? What the girls are doing? L'Kachar Mushayu Holchos Lemisa Al Shemichu Bashalo Tikachas Hayelet. So the reason the Torah tells us this is in order to teach us that they were going to death because they were trying to stop her. They were protesting when she wanted to save this child. Rashi also says, Shemos Beis Hey, for Rabbeinu Darshu Holchos, Lashon Misa, Gona Neonuchi Holech Lamus. Right? We even say in English, he went, you know. That's the idea of them dying. V'yesh Remez, L'kachar Mishochos L'misa, Al Shemichu Bashalo Tikachas Hayelet, Ki HaMisa Tikra Tikra Holech. Misa is called Holech, L'fisha Holech B'derech Kol Haaretz Min Ha'olam. Because you're going, B'derech Kol Haaretz, you're going in the way of the land, as the Mitzvotis David explains, Yehoshua Chav Gimel Yudalet, B'derech Asher Kol Abriyos Holchel Nishan. Everybody's going there. Ratzalom Renei Amuska Chol Adam. I'm going to die like everybody dies. David HaMelech says, like if we made David Lamos, Vaitzav Shalom Ben Olem, or Hine Anochi Olech, Bederech Kol Haaretz, everybody's going there. Ulana Ta'olech Mishnah Novus, Lamakom Offerim of Isoleh, Tosis Yantiv says, At the Holech, Ki Adam Holech, Lebeis Olamo, Miskari Velamisa, Shem Shinolad, Miskari Velholech Elamisa, Valkain Lakat Nokat Lashon Hoive, Velola Shon Asid. So every single day, we're going, those hourglasses, you know, that the sand is going down. The Ibn Ezra writes, Ki hanola di kare ba, v'ameis nikra holech, k'mo dor olech u'dor ba. Somebody who's born is called coming, and somebody who dies is called going. So that's the pshat, that we're all, that's the holech. Radak, Tehillim Kuf Lamed Tes writes, Hamiseni zev derech ha'olam, and enochi olech lamus b'derech kol aretz, ki holech odem al beis olamo. That's the derech of a person. That's where we're going. Chedushi Agadis, Ma writes, Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, Maila Yona Ladam Kasheri Misasa B'derech Mitzvah. It's a great maila that a person's misa should be B'derech Mitzvah. Like Rabbi Yossi says, Yehei Chelki Mimeisim B'derech Mitzvah Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis. Shehaya Misnoei Al Mitzvah Lokis V'zemara Ki Udovik Yim Hashem Yisbarach V'shay Misnoei Al B'derech Mitzvah Lokis. If you're going with God, that's the way to go. You're going in that direction. He was moving from this gashmi stick of world to the olam aruchni. He died b'derech mitzvah because he's moving towards this elevated mitzvah. And this shows he's in the derech of doing a mitzvah. He's going to the ruchni, and so that means he's leaving this world to go to the olam anivdol and to go to the kisei hakavod. He didn't say that my chelik should be with those who die when they're involved in a mitzvah. No, yehechelki mimeisim b'derech mitzvah, lashon of derech, ki amisa ladim nikra shahoylech b'derech kol haaretz. So when your person's going, what's the best direction to be going? The direction of God. So if you're going in the direction of Hashem, that's the best. Ki amis tikra holech lefisholech b'derech kol haaretz min ha'olam, says the Maharal. V'yesh remez ki holchos chaser k'siv holchos without a vav. For example, in Shmuel Aleph Perkafei Pasuk Mem Beis says v'chamesh na'aroseh ha'holchos l'ragla with a vav. Nechemia vav yitzayin, it also says holchos with a vav. But here I must tell you that I never stop being blown away by Rav Hartman's footnotes. Unbelievable. Get your copies and learn them. So without a vav. Gematria misa. So it works out beautifully that holchos is the same gematria as misa. V'yirasha'inyan ze misa el yona. It's not that they died that a doctor would pronounce them dead. That's not what it means. What does it mean? What it means is misa el yona. It means that they died in a spiritual way. Kinestalik meam koichom mazolam legamre. That they lost their koch, they lost their mazel. Zeu misa el yona, and that is the higher death. Veshuv lo michon, they no longer protested. We find by the umas haolam that when they lose their sar, they lose their koch. The idea of Yaakov first fighting Esav sar, and then meeting Esav. Once you get Esav sar, you don't have to worry about Esav. It says in the Derech Chaim, Darshu Rabbi Zainu, Hinei Mitzrayim Noseh Achareim, Shor Yisrael Sar Shel Mitzrayim, Bo Lazar Le Mitzrayim, Lefikach Fayir Ma'od, Kashi Nitzchua Sar Shelahem, Bishvil Kach Nitzchua Su'uma Bechlal. Vrambu B'medrash, Ma'u V'Hinei Mitzrayim Noseh Achareim, Sarin Shel Mitzrayim Hoya, Shmo Mitzrayim. She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mapil Uma, Atshuk M'mapil Sarin Tchila. Kadosh Baruch Hu, so it says Mitzrayim is traveling after them. That's the Sar of Mitzrayim, because the this was the name of Mitzrayim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't knock out a nation until he first knocks down their Sar. Kem she'eshkiya HaKadosh Baruch Hu etzem Mitzrayim b'yam lo shaka tchila l'sar, when he was mashkiya the Mitzrayim in the Yam, first their Sar went. She'nemar v'yinar Hashem es Mitzrayim b'soch hayam z'sarin shel Mitzrayim. Says that Kadosh Baruch Hu shook them into the sea. That's the Sar of Mitzrayim. Vakach v'nir paro v'chelo, and then afterwards Paro and his chel, Paro and his artillery, all the people fighting with him. So that's first Vayinaretz Mitzrayim b'soch hayam. First is the Sar, and then Paro v'chelo. The Maral says in Chutia Shagodus Lahorius Yud Beis Amid Aleph Ki Roya Dem Befrat Shei Anagasa Lokom Ol Behema Shein Mazel Lehema Rak Anagasa Behema Tivis Vanagasa Dem Iruchnis Ki Yesh Lo Mazel Shein Anagasa Dem Kom Behema Shein Lakoch Ol Mazel Lamala. That it's fitting for a person that his anhaga should be not like a behema. A behema doesn't have a mazel. A behema goes beteva, but a person is ruchni. He has a mazel. What's a mazel? Rashi writes Shabbos and Gimel and Beis, Malach Shalom Melitz Olav. This is Malach who's Melitz for him. Who is his defense attorney. So that's what happens with these people. Everybody has a mazel. That's it. Their mazel died and then they couldn't protest anymore. Kiyesh Ladas. Ki kolinin Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom. B'meshem michuba hakol b'koach elyon shalom sheinaras elam misnagdim l'Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom b'koach mazalim l'mala. Kem shemazal enyan stalek v'zeo misal yona shuv lo michu halatzelas Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom shenestalek miam koach elyon mazalim sheyameisis osam v'atzelas Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom v'cheinis nagdusam hakol b'koach elyon. ובפירוש זה יתור אצלך מה שלא כסף בפירוש דבר זה בכסף כמו שפירוש לך הכסף הצל עצמו שבינו עליו השלם הבלי לפרש שנרס הלכוס למיסה שלא היה זה נס מפורסם. So we have to know that the whole thing of Moshe Rabbeinu, the fact that they protested, everything was בכוח שלהם. These naras were misnagid l'Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom because their koach of their mazel was misnagid to Moshe Rabbeinu. And when their mazel was killed, the misa el yona, they can no longer protest. Because they lost their koach elyon, this divine power, this supernatural power that they have, that every person has. And Atzelus Moshe and their Isnagdus was all the koach elyon. This is all happening in the upper worlds. And now we can explain why it doesn't say it in the Pasuk, because the Pasuk should have said that the Naras were hochos lemisa, but the answer is, this was not a nes meforsim. Since it wasn't a nes meforsim, so the Torah doesn't say it explicitly. The Torah only tells us what's revealed. And this brings us to a very chashiv maimer in the Pachad Yitzchak and maimer in Beis. He brings the Maharal And he explains that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the world and he created the Torah, he looked into the Torah and he created the world, Memela, all Shivim Panim of the Torah have Panim Makvilos in the world. And Memela, they have this parallel face in the world. And every Panim B'Torah is Megala Panim in the Olamos. And because of this, when the Torah is Megala Panim Shel Pshat, it's a Ma'or Shel Pshat Be'olam HaPshat. When the Torah is Megala B'Remez, it happened in the world of Remez. All Shivim Panim L'Torah. And that's what the Maral means. In other words, this Misa was the Histalkos Me'olam Elyon. And they didn't have any Koach Ruchni. So where was this happening? This isn't Shach to the Olam HaPshat. What's the Olam HaPshat? The Olam HaPshat is what's happening right here, that you can have a video camera and you can video it. But this was not something that could be videoed. It's not in that Panim of Torah that we call the Panim of Pshat. So since it's not in the Panim of Pshat, Mimela, the Torah doesn't tell us. The Torah doesn't tell us. The Torah only tells us what's happening in the Panim of Pshat. So Pshat has different levels. But if the Torah would have told us in the Panim of Pshat, then it would have been Pshat. I once heard from a Rosh Yeshiva of mine, he said, if you would have watched Yaakov and Esav, Yaakov and fighting with the Malach, could you have taken a picture of it? Did it look mamish like they were wrestling? So he said no. He thinks not. But the Maharal here, it would seem that yes, because the Torah told that in a Panim of Pshat. So obviously there are many different levels. But if the Torah told it on a level of Pshat and happened in Pshat, if it would have just been something supernatural, some sort of supernatural battle, it didn't happen in the world of Pshat. The Torah would have only told us Beremes. The Torah says it explicitly. It says it explicitly. Kupanim, this is a very, very deep idea that requires obviously further understanding and study. But for our purposes, we learned about the Naros, we learned about the Basi Bas Paro, the Bisya Bas Paro, we learned about the Machlokes, whether she went to be Tovah L'Shem Geirus, or Lerchotz Megillah Beis Avia, and we have obviously loads more to do, so we will leave it here and give ourselves a bracha. We should be zochah l'lamud olam lishma lasis, continue plumbing the depths of Taras Hashem b'simcha l'tuv levav, a rov kol, amen v'amen, shalom shalom, shalom.